Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Classic Bowl 31 event tickets are now available by calling 580-256-4101. It's the Tri-State's largest high school football, basketball, band, and cheerleading extravaganza, with 91 high schools from Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas coming together for Classic Bowl 31. A breathtaking 280-member honor band, more than 150 of the best cheerleaders across three states. But first, it's All-Star Girls Basketball Tuesday, then Boys Basketball on Thursday. Friday night, attend the awards banquet where the Classic Bowl Foundation honors this year's best high school talent. Saturday at 2 o'clock, it's the 101 Classic Bowl Parade in downtown Woodward. Then, all the activities culminate with Classic Bowl football Saturday, June 1st. This grand spectacle kicks off at 7, with the football game getting underway at 8. Halftime festivities highlighted with a performance by the Honor Band. Tickets are on sale now. Basketball tickets are $10, $5 for students. Football tickets are $25, $15, and $10. Charge by phone at 580-256-4101. Be in Woodward for Classic Bowl 31, a presentation of the 101 Classic Bowl Foundation.
Today's cattle futures market finished significantly weaker. May feeders, which expire in 2 days, were 134.40. They're tracking and winding down here as those contracts expire. They have to expire at the feeder cattle index, which on yesterday's report was 132.17, up about 35 cents. May feeders, we're the strongest one. August down 225, so they sort of fell on hard times here. Closed about 50 cents off their lows. September's down about $2. Some thoughts that with corn higher today, corn is 4 to 5 cents higher and rallied over 50 cents in the last six trading days. The feed prices going up are making buyers a little less eager to buy those, and that's why we're seeing a little bit of weakness here. Live cattle are also weaker. They were down about 30 to 60 cents with June's at 110.72, down 62. The August down 50 at 108.02. Boxed beef at midday was 33 cents lower on choice. It was about a dollar lower on the select. There's about 300 head listed on the Fed Cattle Exchange, which will give us the next round of or indication of some sort of cash that could possibly happen tomorrow morning. The hogs today were down 1 to 2 cents. There are two new cases of the African swine fever in China, so that continues to be a major problem for their pork supply.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Ruby Lee is the tough lady of OSU wheat varieties. She's another of the OSU Graze and Grain and Golden Grain varieties marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee is widely preferred by millers and offers exceptional grazeability and a high yield potential. Ruby Lee offers a large kernel size, show wheat quality, and is fit for artisan baking. Ruby Lee is considered the crown jewel when it comes to putting yieldability and bread baking ability into one variety. And she's the local check used for wheat quality council testing. To learn more about Ruby Lee, log on to okgenetics.com.
The grain markets had a relatively volatile day here. Corn was able to hold it together and close 4 to 5 cents higher here. December did go through their recent highs. They went all the way up to 413 before closing at 410, up 5.5. Yesterday's crop progress report showed 49% of the crop was planted. We were expecting about 50%, but if you look back at previous years, 80 and 90% planted at this time. So significant problems there going forward, and it looks like the next 2 weeks are above normal rainfall. So the problem really isn't going away. And so what happens to those acres? The market's indicating that maybe they'll switch to soybeans. November beans are down about 10 cents today at 847. And then wheat was 1 to 2.5 cents lower, and unfortunately closed nearly 20 cents off the highs there for the July Kansas City wheat. Cotton today down 75 cents with December at 66.90. But again, the overall problem facing these grains is planting delays in the Midwest, and that's going to have a pretty big shift. Also late in the day, it's thought that the White House might implement some sort of payment plan. It's thought that maybe up to $2 a bushel for beans, 60-something cents for wheat, and about 4 cents for corn because of the Chinese trade wars. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.